My name is Katia Aurelien, KATSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Yolanda Perez, YOLANDAPEREC, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. This kidney has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosteatosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes, mellitus, as well as obesity, period. The kidney functions reveal a BUN of 14 from 16, creatinine of 0.84 from 1.06, and a GFR of 88 from 67. There is improving proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 859 milligrams from 1397 milligrams. Period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, and has no available urinalysis to assess for activity in the urinary sediments. Period. She is euvolemic. For the proteinuria, we started her on Kerendia, KERENDIA, 20 milligrams, half a tablet a day. We will reevaluate the serum potassium in 2 to 4 weeks to monitor for hyperkalemia, since that's associated with Kerendia. Period. We advise her to continue a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed food, decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, and to decrease her overall fluid intake to no more than 60 ounces in 24 hours. Period. Her most recent renal ultrasound, dated 11/15/22, shows left adrenal gland with no significant change in the 2.6 centimeter nodule, which was noted initially on a CAT scan completed on 1/24/14. This finding was potentially an incidental adenoma. The renal ultrasound was otherwise unremarkable. The prior kidney stone, which was seen on the 2/14/14 ultrasound, were not seen on this current one. Period. The abdominal ultrasound, the KUB was negative for stones and was unremarkable. Period. The patient does report a history of passing kidney stones, as well as undergoing prior lithotripsy for stone removal. Period. She denies any flank pain or any other symptoms at this time. Period. Number 2, primary hyperaldosteronism. This is likely related to the adrenal adenoma. Period. Despite the fact that the patient is currently taking spironolactone 100 milligrams daily, as well as amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, or thalidone 25 milligrams, and Irbesartan 300 milligrams, her blood pressure remains elevated. Today's blood pressure is 157 over 101. And she states her home blood pressure readings range from systolic blood pressure of 147 to 189 and diastolic of 60s to 111, period. We advised her on the importance of decreasing her overall fluid and sodium intake to prevent further elevation of the blood pressure. We'll also refer her to an endocrinologist for further evaluation of the adrenal adenoma, period. We recommend that she either goes to Winter Haven or Tampa, however the patient states. Because she is very limited and does not drive, it would be easier for her to go to Brandon. As a result, we will search for an endocrinologist in Brandon who would be able to see the patient for further evaluation, period. We advise the patient to monitor and to record her blood pressure readings twice a day on paper and to bring it to the next visit. We repeated the blood pressure and it was still elevated at 154 over 82. Period. We provided her with education on a low sodium diet, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. Her A1C her most recent A1C was 7.8%. We recommend continuation of the current regimen and diabetic diet. Next line, arterial hypertension as per number 2. This is related to the hyperaldosteronism secondary to the adrenal adenoma, period. Her blood pressure is uncontrolled despite the fact that she is taking the maximum dosage of spironolactone and amlodipine. She is also taking carvedilol 12.5 milligrams twice a day, glithalidone 25 milligrams daily. Highly stress the importance of dietary and lifestyle changes as well as weight loss, period. We will reevaluate this in 2 weeks. Next line. Obesity. She weighs 231 pounds and has a BMI of 45. She would benefit from possible gastric bypass. However, in the meantime, we encourage increased physical activity and the dietary restrictions of processed foods and animal proteins. Period. Next line. Next line. History of nephrolithiasis, status post lithotripsy in 2018. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 2 weeks with laboratory workup. And